to have it in our consciousness, something which we otherwise don't have. You know, how often we are, you know, bothered by things. That was the basic goal, and we're going to take that a little bit deeper today. Okay, so harashaz kasav ki hasavlanus. So we're at Vad Sheni on the bottom of page Resh Tes Vav. Okay, so we're in the topic of Savlanos, this topic of patience is one term we could use for it, but that's the basic idea. The idea of not being irritated, not being bothered by things, being able to be calm and being able to be as calm and cool as possible. So Harashaz Katzav, ki Savlanut hi shorish kol hamidos va'amalos. He suggests that Savlanos, this Mida that we're talking about, is the root of all of positive characteristics and all positive growth, all positive levels. Umikar Dvarav, and the source of all of his words, who betomer Dvara, Shel Haramak, comes from the Tomer Dvara written by Ramosha Cordovero. Okay, so Ramosha Cordovero wrote a book, Tomer Dvara. The book Tomer Dvara is a beautiful book. It's a short, it's not a terribly long sefer. And in that sefer, what Ramosha Cordovero does, Ramosha Cordovero was a Kabbalist, but he writes the sefer in a way that's meant to be incredibly practical. And what he does is he takes the 13 midos of Hashem and he applies them to human behavior. You know, the Gemara that speaks about the 13 attributes, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Echanun, when it does so, it says that the Gemara that speaks about those midos says, like a midrashic read on that passage, and says when Hashem told the 13 attributes to Moshe, he says that the Jewish people should do this, and they'll be forgiven. So what does it mean, do this? You know, we read the words. We don't do the words. The point is no. So Ramosha Cordovero says no. The pshat is that we're not just supposed to read Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun in Yom Kippur or whatever we're saying them. The idea is to emulate those attributes. And when we emulate those attributes, that's when we are given forgiveness, right? So that's the basic premise of the entire Sefer. And what Ramosha Cordovero then does is he goes through the 13 attributes, not the 13 attributes that we are most aware of, but there's another version that's found in Sefer Micha. And he expounds on those 13 attributes. It's a similar version to the one that we're most familiar of. Okay, so what does Ramosha Cordovero says? Shekasav bezed dvarim nisgavim. He wrote very lofty words. Bevir shlosha sri hamidos shel rachamim. When he explained the 13 attributes of compassion. Shegila micha hanavi besof dvarav. That Micha revealed in the end of Sefer Micha. Sharishona behen he, the first of the 13 attributes is as follows. Mi kel kamocha. Okay? Who is a God like you? Okay? That is the first words of the 13 attributes that are found in the words of Micha. So what does that mean? Mora al hayosa kadosh baruch hu melech ne'elav. What this indicates is the fact that Hashem is a forgiving type of God. What does this mean? Sovel elbon ma shelo yachilahu harayon. That God bears like shame, a type of shame, what thy beyond comprehension. What does that mean? Hare in davar nistar mashka chaso bli safek. There is nothing that is beyond God's awareness, right? God is aware of everything that happens in the world. That is one of our beliefs. One of the definitions of God is he is all aware, okay? Va'od ein rega shlo yeh adam nizon umiskaya mikoach elyon hamashpia alav. Not only is God aware, but God is also the fuel of the world, right? Sometimes, you know, when we think about God in this world, it's not just that God is aware of everything that's happening in the world, but God is also causing everything that's happening in this world. The fact that this table is here right now is that there is, on some level, some will of God for that table to exist. The fact that I'm speaking right now, on some level, God is willing for that to happen. And so I am being nizon. I am being, like, my energy is being fed by this spirit, by this will of God, enabling that to happen. Vare timtza, and therefore what emerges is shemei olam lochata adam negdo. So what emerges is that in all of, you know, for eternal, throughout all of history, a person never sinned against God. Shelo yeh hu ba'oso rega mamish shofea shefa kiyumo utnua sevarav. What emerges is that at every moment, if it's true that God is enabling me to speak right now, and not, okay, I have free will, God, I'm able to do it, but ultimately God is enabling me to speak right now. That means that also when I sin, when a person sins, God is giving the person the ability to sin at that moment, to move their body in the way that they are. They're about to speak Lashon Hara. Who's enabling them to sin, right? So God is aware and God is enabling that to happen. V'miyosa adam chote b'koachahu. And when a person sins with that energy, lo manu mimenu klal, God does not pull the plug, so to speak. Elasovil HaKadosh Baruch Hu elbon kazeh, God, so to speak, you know, maintains that shame, so to speak, lios mashbia bo koach tnuas evarav, and God enables the person to move their mouth, to move their body. The adam motzi oso koach ba oso rega, and at that moment when God is enabling the person to sin, and that moment, then the person takes that energy at that moment bechit the avon, and with sin and transgression umachis, and angers God, the kadosh baruch hu sovel, and God bears it. Right? In other words, it's not just that God is aware of everything that's happening. God is literally enabling us to sin, and God is completely, you know, bearing it. V'lo tomar she'eno yochal limno mimenu hatova hu chas v'shalom. And don't say that God is not able to remove, the energy, the good from us, heaven forbid. Right? Don't, that's a heretical thought. Shar v'kocho berega kemimra shetivash yadav v'raglav ke'en shasli ravam. God, if he so chose it, could basically just, so to speak, take all the energy from us. And he's quoting a story in Tanakh where Yeravam was about to do a sin, and God basically said, I don't want him to sin. And basically, he was unable to move his hands, he was unable to move his body at that moment. He basically dried up. There was no, like, ability to act. So if God were to choose it, then we would not be able to act. We would not be able to do what's wrong, right? And yet, God constantly allows us to sin. God is constantly enabling us to do whatever it is that we want. And regarding this, the angels, the ministering angels, they refer to God as a type of forgiving Hashem. Vainu omro Mikael kamocha, and that is the idea when Micha said, "Who is a God like you? Ata Elokim bal chesed hametiv, Elokim, you are a God who is a master of kindness and master of goodness." Elokim bal koach linkom vilesof eshelcha. You are a God who is fully capable of exacting vengeance and taking what is yours. V'im kol zeh, and with all this, despite all this, atah sovel v'nelav ad yashuv b'tshuva. You wait, you're patient, you bear until a person does tshuva. Harei zo mida shetzarach adam lisnaig ba. This is a mida, this is a characteristic that a person has to act with. Ritzoni hasavlanus. Meaning, says Rav Moshe Cordovero, meaning patience. A person has to be able to be patient and, so to speak, forgiving, even to this extent. Meaning that a person should, even if a person does something wrong to us, we should not pull back in doing good to them. Right? So if we were to emulate God, if we were to say that we want to be just like God, and this is the first of the midos of Hashem, how is Hashem acting towards us? The way Hashem is acting towards us is that He is constantly doing good to us. He is enabling us to have energy. He's enabling us to make choices. He's enabling us to do whatever He wants, even when we're doing something wrong, and He's still being good to us. We're still able to breathe. We don't all of a sudden stop breathing the second we sin. We wouldn't be here today having that conversation if that was the case, right? God is constantly doing good to us and constantly being patient, saying, okay, We'll eventually do tshuva. And He's giving us all this good. He's giving us life itself, despite the fact that we are misusing and abusing what is happening to us. So God is the ultimate patient being. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Cordovero, this is something that we need to emulate, this level, this extent of patience. Right? Until now, we've been thinking about patience. Okay, someone does something wrong to me, I'm not going to get upset. Right? But Rav Moshe Cordovero is taking a whole new level. Right? God is not only getting upset, God is still gifting us as in the same precise moment that we're sinning, right? To Him, right? Not just sinning. We are basically, God says, here, I'm giving you life. Don't mess up. Don't sin. And we say, ha, ha, ha. And we sin. And God, in that same moment that we're sinning, who has the ability to pull the plug, gives us good, gives us gifts, right? That's crazy. That is the ultimate savlanus. That is the ultimate patience. Okay, that is the quote from Tomer Devora. Again, a beautiful, beautiful sefer. Many people study it during Elul. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous sefer. Okay, let's see his conclusion from this. Hare zohi harishona bishlosh esrei midos harachamim. This is the first of the 13 attributes of compassion. Uba kadosh baruch hu nosei es olamo, and through this God carries His world. Right, when it says nosei avon vafesha. This is also, Moshe Cordovero says, this is the pshat, when it says that God literally carries, right? The words nosei avon vafesha that we say in the 13 attributes that we're aware of is that is the, you know, that God bears our sins. But he says that means it literally. God literally carries our sins. How do we sin? God's carrying us, right? So no say avon vafesh, that's what it means, right? Bil adeha, without this attribute, le'echonu liskayim af yom echad, we will not survive even for a day. B'mida zu, and therefore in this characteristic, anu chayavim lelechas bidrachav yisbarach, we have to go in God's way. Uva gama adam, no se es olamo. And through it, we are able to also carry our world, right? Just like God, when this is the midah through which God enables the world to function. Without this midah, then the world would cease to exist as soon as it was created. When the day Adam was created, he sins, right? So God could have stopped the world, right? But that's not what happens. God enables, God carries the world. And is this midah is a way of carrying the world, and that's the midah that we have to use to carry our personal world. What does that mean? He explains. Gama adam mashpia tov v'chesed. A person, all of us, are constantly influencing, but constantly sending out goodness and kindness. Okay, ha'aras panim v'shalom, a shining face, meaning a pleasant face and peacefulness. Al svivaso, throughout our surroundings, we're constantly influencing in a positive way our surroundings. Vimchas v'shalom eino melech alov, and if we were not a patient and forgiving king like God, umiyad, and immediately, imishu bisvivaso, if someone in our surroundings, pogeabo, infringes upon us, o over avera, or sins against us, does something, you know, bad to us, hum master panav mimenu, we were to hide our face, ve'eno nose, excuse me, and we will not, thank you, and we will not give, o tov v'chesed v'shalom, good, more goodness and kindness and peace, gam hu machriv es olama, we would also be destroying our world. In other words, what is the equivalent of what God is doing to us? God is constantly giving goodness to us and kindness to us and peace to us and shining his face to us, meaning giving us life itself, despite us sinning. So what does that mean in human terms? What that means is that, you know, every interaction, people walk by and you're smiling at them and you're kind to them and this and that. But if they do something wrong to you, if you were not a patient person, what that means is you would immediately put on a frown. It means you immediately turn away. It means you immediately stop talking to the person because they've done something wrong to you, right? So gam hu machriv es olamo. That would be the equivalent. That would also be a way of destroying the world. It would be the equivalent of God pulling the plug on the energy of this person. That's what it would mean to us. That if someone does something wrong to us, we would snap at them, right? Snapping at them is basically destroying the goodness, the kindness that we are giving to them. Or not even verbally snapping. Just ignoring them, just basically shutting down or pulling back, saying, I don't want to have anything to do with this person, right? Not even verbally, but basically just pulling back from such a person. That is also destroying the world. That would be the equivalent, the human equivalent. Va'ata, now, ishi tamil chacham, you scholar, speaking to all of us. Hisbonin o hetev, hisbonin na hetev, please contemplate well. Eich sha'ata mamish nosei es olamcha. Think about, honestly, deeply, how all of us carry your world around you, umashpia chayim bechesed, and how you influence and you give off life and kindness, tova v'shalom akos v'secha, and goodness and peace on all your surroundings. Right? It's incredible the influence that you're able to have with the positive energy they're able to bring to your surroundings, and that gives life, that gives energy to our surroundings. Umizet heida, and from this you'll know, ki rak biyoscha savlan, only when you are patient. Atayachal lases olamcha tamid, are you able to carry your world all the time? Mibli ligrom lo churban chas v'shalom, without causing destruction, heaven forbid. Churban mamish bli malitzos. He says true destruction without any hyperbole. He says real destruction. He says when we are not patient, when we are not kind, when we are not having that smile, when we are not having that peacefulness and that calm and kind energy, then we are literally destroying the world of those around us, especially those who depend on us, those who are close to us. When we are walking around with a frown, when we're walking around detached, disconnected, when we're walking around without a sense of giving, then we're destroying the people around us, right? That, you know, it's you know, the, you know, causing harm to people is not only when we do things, actively, but even when we pull back from our kindness, even when we disengage, that also is a form of destruction. That also has tremendous emotional, and I'm going to use a strong word, but trauma to the people around us, right? So he says to recognize that we are just like God in that respect. That God is constantly causing good to us, and when He pulls back, that would cause destruction. Similarly, when we pull back, when we don't have that same kindness and same peacefulness, we are causing destruction to those around us. Midivrei, yeah, so far so good. Well, with me, yeah. Midivrei haTomer Devora, anu lomdim davar chadash. So from the words of the Tomer Devora, we learn something new. Ad ko amarnu, until now we said, ki asavlan mufka mikas, that a patient person is removed from anger. Right? And so that we've been focusing on when do we get triggered? What causes us to get, you know, upset? Ach lo dai bazeh, but that's not enough. Hasavlan mamshich lehetiv. The true savlan, the true patient person, continues to do good. Acharei hapegia vachet mamish kimikodem. They continue to do good after the infringement and the sin, the transgression, excuse me, just like before. And does not remove at all their kindness from the one who infringes upon them or sins against them. Lazet tzarech lios lamdin. Right? So to do this, you have to be a true lamdin. Right? I think the Tomer Devora goes on to say that's what the meaning of Hashem, Hashem. The first two attributes are Hashem, Hashem. What does it mean? Why do we say the same attribute twice? Right? What does that mean? Why, if it's 13 attributes, why is the same one twice? So he says that's and the Gemara says the same God before sinning is the same God after sinning. In other words, despite the fact that we've sinned, God acts to us exactly as he did before we sinned. Right? That's a high bar. Right? Can we do the same thing? Someone says something nasty to us, right? So a moment before, we're good. And then they say something nasty, or even not so nasty. They basically just, they insult us subtly, right? Are we, do we act the same way, or is there something subtle in our response to them that changes, right? Hashem, Hashem means we're exactly the same. We have the exact same kindness to them. Excuse me for a second. That's the idea of Hashem, Hashem. That's the idea of the Savlanut. Excuse me. The idea being that we don't change, whatsoever before and after the person, the people around us act the way they do to us, right? And he says, Lezet tzarech lios lamdin. To do this, it's not enough to just be good. You have to be a lamdin. Lamdin, you have to be like a, there's some depth over here. Hayodea lechalek bein inyanim dakim. A lamdin is a term that we typically use for learning Gemara, learning Tosos, learning the Rashba. You have to be able to be able to distinguish between subtle things. Halamdin Maven, a lamdin understands, shitzarch lahamshich behatava vechesed, beli shum shinui. Right? So you need that same depth of understanding, that same scholarly awareness and attention to subtlety, who could distinguish between a small thing and another small thing, to apply that same midah to our characteristics. To say that I have to continue doing good without any distinction. I have to be completely aware of the subtleties of life, right? Sometimes we have to be a lamdin in terms of our own self-understanding. We could say, yeah, I'm treating them the same way, but we're not, right? Sometimes we're ignoring someone in a very subtle way. We are being, you know, not as polite to someone in a super, super, super subtle way. You need to have incredible lamdanas. You need to have incredible subtle and sophisticated type of awareness to say, no, there's been a change, right? Gam imu chayev lahagiv ala begiyah v'chait, hatugvuah shkula botavo. Right? So there are times when we have to respond. There has to be a respond over something. He's acknowledging over here, right? Doesn't mean we should be a shmata, right? There are times when someone does something wrong to us that it's appropriate to respond, right? He's not asking us to be walked over. Right? And there are times we have to respond to someone who does something wrong to us. But hatguvah shkula botavo, the response, the appropriate response will come. Ach lo ayidei prikas ol hashpa shel tov v'chesed shazulas niza mimena baruch v'yeso begashmias. But it will not come, meaning the appropriate way for it to come is not going to come by us pulling the plug from the goodness that we do to the person. Right? Someone does something wrong to us, it doesn't mean immediately we stop. Right? Think about this in the context of our relationships, especially those closest to us. Maybe it's a child. A child does something wrong. So we could have a gut reaction where we basically say, I'm not going to be kind to the child right now. They're not going to get, yeah, but that's it. You're not getting whatever. I'm not talking to you or whatever it is. Or a spouse. Or we're basically going to detach. We're going to disengage for a moment, right? We're going to disengage because they've been rude to us. He's saying, no. Their time, yeah, you have to let them know. Ultimately, there's a time and place for whether it's a child, there's going to be discipline. For a spouse, there's going to be a time to let them know how whatever happened made you feel or whatever it's going to be. But that doesn't mean right now that I stop acting kind. that I stop being, that I stop giving to them, whether it's spiritually or physically, that is not the way to do it, right? Eventually, there'll be a time and a place where there's going to be that conversation. But to do so right now, that is not being a savlan. That is not being the patient person that we are striving to be. And the truth is, we all know that when we respond immediately, then we're usually not responding so rationally and not responding in an equal and even-keeled fashion. We're responding emotionally and not in a way that we know we need to act. Right, so first and foremost, we need to be a savlan. First and foremost, we need to be a patient person. So that means someone slaps us. Okay, I hate to use that. That's an analogy from a different religion. But whatever. But basically, you know, someone does something to us, we need to relax. Right? We need to be able to continue, not more than relax. We need to be a lamdan, as he says. We need to be a scholar. We need to be deep in terms of making sure that nothing changed at all. And then we find the time. We find the place that we're going to respond. Yeah, Yonatan.
So is sabal more like consideration than patience, or patience and consideration in English?
What do you mean by consideration?
Like, if you're considering something that takes an amount of time, which you have to pause and refrain from engaging with whatever it is you're then going to manipulate or interact with.
I think consideration is one of the tools that is going to be, a consideration and deep thought is going to be a necessary tool to be able to be a proper savlan. But first and foremost, the idea is savlanut. I think, yeah, consider, like you're saying, I think what you're getting at is that savlanut is not just like this pure mida in the sense that it's just like this emotional reaction. Like, it takes an incredible amount of thought. It takes an incredible amount of contemplation in order to be a proper savlan. Yes, absolutely. Okay.
The gut reaction is to pull back and say, you know, better to pull back and not overreact.
Right.
Right, you want to react. Okay, I'm not going to react, but say I'm not going to pull back.
Right, exactly. Good. So, right.
That's very hard.
This is a high level, right? So he's saying, right, to your point, Yosha, in other words, it'd be great if we'd say, okay, someone does something wrong to this, I'm not responding. Wow, good for me. And it is a good thing, right? Again, and what he's told us before, like, we are working on being refined. We're not working on, you know, so yes, the healthy thing is, you know, the unhealthy thing is you yell and scream in response. Okay, we're not talking about that, right? And it would be good, and it is okay for a person to say, okay, fine, I can't deal with this right now. I'm just pulling back. I need a break. I need to give myself a timeout, right? That's the modern, cool thing to do for a parent to give themselves a timeout. Okay, fine, but we're not going to do that. Right, and that in and of itself is wonderful. But he's saying, no. But if we want to be refined people, then what savlanus is basically going beyond that and saying, I'm not even going to pull back, which is a noble thing to do, and we should pat ourselves on the back if we're able to do that and not respond, but to go beyond that and to be a savlan and basically to just, as if nothing, to keep going, right? The bar is high. Yeah, absolutely. Good points. Okay, so a new chapter, a new leaf, a new understanding. So again, he wants us to set up a quarter of an hour or so of time for savlanut. Until now, savlanut was to just pay attention to our responses because we're responding. And sometimes it's overt, and sometimes it's very subtle. Sometimes it's just internal. He says, "V'laseis leiv," but now to pay attention, "Lizayer me'od sheshum pgiya," that no matter what happens, "lo timna me'itanu lamshich la'aros ha'aras panim," that not only will we be aware of our response, not only will we not, respond in a negative way, but to make sure that we keep that same positive countenance. "V'lios mitivim k'matchila," and we still have that same positive countenance, which is describing as the shefa, the positivity, and the life that we're giving those around us, exactly as before. This is going to take some time in order for this to become something which we're accustomed to. So what he's suggesting is to take that same 15 minutes or so that we've been supposed to be designating, and instead of using it to just be self-aware of the things which cause us to be thrown off a little bit, the things which cause us to be impatient, even if it's subtle, and now to be so incredibly aware to make sure that not just aware of it and say, okay, wow, I stopped being nice to person. No. To continue being nice, to have like complete, no change whatsoever from before and after. Hashem, Hashem, that idea of being like godlike, both before and after the things that happen to us, that is the idea, that is what we're striving for this next chapter in the growth of Savlanus. Okay, have a great day.